Okay, today's daf is Maaser Sheni, daf Chav Gimel, and we are on Chav Beis Amud Beis in Perek Lo Yomar. Lo Yomar Adam Lachaveiro, in terms of proper treatment of Maaser Sheni. So the Mishnah said, if you remember, that a person cannot have their friend make a deal with them. That's to bring up the fruit, and then you'll get a portion when we get there. Lachalek, because that sounds like Schora, it sounds like a deal. You'll take it up, and then you'll get a portion. But you could say, let's eat it, we'll eat it together in Yerushalayim, that's okay. The Gemara at the end of yesterday's daf said, what happens once you get there? If you said, let's eat it, and then you said you could take your chelek, is that okay? So that was a question that was unanswered. What about this case? Says the Gemara now, three lines from the bottom. Mao she yomar lo, tol chavis shel yayin zu. Could you please take this up for me, this barrel of wine? Va'anu ochlin chavis shemesh yesh li sham. And we'll eat, which is the mutter way. Remember, no chleim v'nishtem. So that lashon is okay. So could you take up the wine and we'll eat it in Yerushalayim? But what does he say we're going to eat in Yerushalayim? Not the wine, but oil. We'll eat something else. Help me take this wine up and then we'll eat oil together. So the fact that he says, let's eat it together there, so that's obviously a lashon of mutter, like the Mishnah says. But what happens if, in this case, where he said they're going to eat something else? They're not going to eat the item that was taken up. So does that give the appearance of a of schora? Because he's going to give something else. Rav Chaim Kirievsky, Diafal gav to Amar lo, va'anu ochlin duhu lashon heter, even though he used the lashon of we're going to eat it, mikal makom kivan shema'ale yayin v'hu nosin lo b'shemen shem yadam yilischora. Maybe it's similar to schora because he's going to give something else instead once they get there. So we have these questions, two unanswered questions. The question of, if you use the good lashon of no chal v'nishta, and you get there, and you say your chelek, you can take your chelek, and what if he says, we're going to eat together, but we're going to eat something else together. So those are not answered. The Gemara says, af b'maiser behema kein. The same kind of questions, l'chora, could be asked about maiser behema. Right? We learned back in the first parak that maiser behema also has limitations. Right? The first Mishnah on daf Aleph, right? Maiser behema cannot be sold. Tamim chai, v'lo balmum chai v'shachar, all the limitations. Maiser behema is not considered a person. He can't get married with it. Imakachim bo'asa isha. So, that's like mecher. So, maiser behema is off limits. In the similar way, so shall we say that these questions, right, the same limitations, let's say somebody says, could you help me take my animal, my maaser behema, up to Yerushalayim to bring it as a korban, and I'll give you a chelek. So those kind of questions could be asked by maaser behema as well. The same kind of questions could be asked. So Gemara says, no, maybe not. Maybe not. Maybe maaser behema is more chamor than maaser sheni in a certain sense. Maybe if you want to say Maaser Sheni has the questions, maybe Maaser Behema for sure would be Aser. Right? It might not be parallel. How do you know that? Why might not it be parallel? So the Gemara says, Maaser Sheni, Al Yedesha Mechiraso Miyuchedes At Omer Mutter. Maaser Sheni, very unclear. What does this line mean? We'll go with the Mara Fuldas Pshat. Through Maaser Sheni, only selling is a problem. You can't sell and do business with Maaser Sheni. Mechiraso miyuchedes. It's miyuchad. The mechir is miyuchad that it is usser. But everything else, like pidyon and chilol, other type of transferring of Maaser Sheni would be allowed. So Maaser Sheni has that kula. And maybe that's why it would be more mako regarding these other questions that we asked. Ayadesha mechiraso miyuchedes at omer mutter. Maaser behema ayadesha ein mechiraso miyuchedes. Maaser behema, it's not only selling. You can't be poda maaser behema. You can't be mechala. You can't change the kedusha. So it's more chamur. So hare at amar aser. So maybe that it should be aser. It's not similar to maaser sheni. So the Gemara says first, maybe maaser behema should have the same parallel questions. The Gemara says no, maybe not. Maaser sheni is more mekel because maaser sheni only mechir is aser and not pidyon and chilul. While maaser behema you can't. So the Gemara says, less pshita l'chaduhi mutter. So all these questions, even by Maaser Sheni, we don't have a tzad, we don't have a reason to say mutter, meaning it's a question. We're not sure. But only the following case. The following case, l'chora should be mutter. Mahu sheyomar lo, ha'el behema v'chayazu, bring up my animal, v'anu ochlim basar shchuta sheyesh li sham. Bring up my animal and we will eat together meat there. So animal and meat are similar enough. Remember we said the second question, the first question we started off with today was, if somebody says, you know, help me schlep up wine and I'll give you, and we will eat together oil. So that is damya l'schora, because it's offering something different than what's being brought up here. But here it's animal and animal. Help me bring up my behemoth v'chaya, and we will eat basar shkuta once we get there. So there, that l'chora should be mutter. That's far enough from looking like schora. Far enough, they're looking like schora. You see the marafolda. Behema v'chaya hanikchin bekesef meiser lebasar taiva kan. Right, it was bought for, right, you could buy animals. A chaya is not a carbon, but if it was bought for basar taiva, so can you a request somebody to help you out there? So l'chora, that would be okay. The marafolda v'anoch lebasar shkuta sheyesh lanu daf kenok and I lishta davi lebasar taiva nami dumya d'chaya behema shal basar taiva. Right, those are similar enough, and therefore it should be okay. Ma'aser behema again is discussed here a little bit, discussed more at length in Maseches Bechoros, which obviously doesn't have Yerushalmi. Maybe we'll make another couple of points. We made some of these in the beginning of the Masechta 3 weeks ago also about Meiser Behema, but a couple of review points. The Sefer HaChinuch in Mitzvah Shin Samach discusses Meiser Behema and says Shin Samach, the end of Sefer Vayikra, Shin Samach, the mitzvah, the number of mitzvahs all the way at the end, says the chinuch meiser behema la'aser kol behemos tahoros shehin bakar vatzon va'izim hanoladim ba'adarenu b'kol shana v'shana, to be ma'aser, to take 1/10 of all kosher animals from bakar, tzon, and izim, goats, sheep, and cattle, hanoladim ba'adarenu, that are born in our eder, in each flock every year. Right, we think that only the Trumas of the Maestros go by year, you know, like we have the different cycles. Maestro Behema also is supposed to go by the year. Ulahavia Maestro li Yerushalayim alachlosham, at the brick of the Yerushalayim and eat it there. Acha shei karev hachela v'adam v'amizbech. After you are zorek the dam and you're makriv the chelev, so that's when you're allowed to eat the Maestro. Shedemar v'chol Maestro b'akar v'atzon, asher yavar tachaz ha-shevet. Ha-asiri yeh kodesh l'ashem. That's the halacha, and the Chinuch does not mention here any potential who he's supposed to give it to. So Pashas, you bring it up. Pashas, the Psukim, you bring it up and you enjoy it in Yerushalayim. The Rambam says, Mitzvah zu nohe, quotes the Rambam, Mitzvah zu nohegas, bizcharma menekevas, bein b'Yisraelim, bein b'kohanim b'levim, uba'aretz, ubachutz la'aretz, bein b'fnei abayis, shalom b'fnei abayis, zeo din Torah, midah raisa, this mitzvah applies to everybody, kohanim, levim, Yisraelim. Right, it's not a din in the Matnas Kahuna that maybe a Kohen would be pater from. Before or not before, no, even if there's no Beis HaMikdash. V'ulam b'gzeira d'rabanan, the problem is if you don't have a Beis HaMikdash, what are you going to do? What do you do with the Meiser Behema animal? So all the items that do not create an Isser if they are not taken, we don't do anymore today. Bikurim. Bikurim doesn't create Tevel. We don't want Bikurim around because we're not going to be able to eat it. We don't have Mechitzos. So that's why we don't do Bikurim today. So Meiser Behema also. Ulam b'gzeira d'rabanan. Kidei shelo ye achel shelo bimum, says the Rambam, achar she'en lanu mikdash, and we don't want to be able to eat it without the mum, v'nimsa balidei iser gadol, shu shochet kachem b'chutz, amru zechron l'vracha, she'en onoeg ela b'fnei abayis. Onoeg applies b'zan a mikdash, ukshiesha mikdash banui, noeg ba'aretz u b'chutz la'aretz. When we have a base of mikdash, it applies everywhere, even in chutz la'aretz. And if somebody violates Avar va'asa bezman azeh, if somebody went against the Isser d'Rabbanan and was mafrish, Meiser behema bezman azeh, it's Meiser. It's Meiser, and you gotta wait till it gets the mum. You gotta be pretty, expert, a baki in what's a mum. They used to have special smicha for determining, what exactly is a mum kavua, what is a mum over. The Gemara Sanhedrin talks about they had special, yater b'choros, al yater, special smicha for that. But if it got a mum, then you could eat it. Because this is the only carbon that becomes chulin, if it gets a mum. Kiyuka chulin gemurim. Vatamim shenechab yushalayim bezman abayas, dino shiachal abayam kulo, kepesach, chutz b'nei murim v'adam shu kariv. So it is all eaten. This is mitzvah shin samach in the chinuch. The chinuch, that's the halacha. In terms of the hashkafa, this is where the chinuch, if you remember, says that All mitzvahs that bring a family member to Yerushalayim and who will then go back and be mashpia on the family, the rest of the family, that's learned out from here. Mishar Shia Mitzvah. Shakel Baruch Hu Bachar Ba'am Yisrael V'chafetz L'man Tzidko Lios Kulam Oski Taraso V'yodishmo. Hashem chose the Jewish people and wanted their righteousness to them to be involved and connected to Torah. U'b'chachmaso Mashcham B'mitzvah Zu. And in his chachma, he commanded this mitzvah L'man Yilmedu Yikhu Musar, so that they will be inspired. Why? Most of us are pulled after the gashmias. We won't be focused as much as we should on Torah and mitzvahs. He made one place called Yerushalayim that will be an inspirational place for all who touch and come there. People are going to live everywhere, right? They're not going to live by Yerushalayim. But Yerushalayim is the source. That's where the Sanhedrin, the greatest rabbis, are here. We're going to go up there. We're going to bring Meister Sheni 1, 2, 4, and 5. And Netta Ravai. So many mitzvahs that are going to connect us to Yerushalayim. Umitoch kach. Yia b'chol bayus ubayus mikol Yisrael. There will be somebody in every family. Ish chacham yodea haTorah asher yilamed b'chachmaso kol beis aviv. Everyone in the family will have somebody who will teach them, who will be their leader, their religious leader. Ubechein timalei haaretz deyas Hashem ki im chacham echav levad yia b'ir. There's one rabbi in the city. Afilu asara. So they'll go and they won't be connected to Torah. But if you have somebody from every family, you have so many items that have to be brought to Yerushalayim, that will make people, everybody from the family go, they'll come back and be a mashpia on their family. So this is the mitzvah of Shin Samach, the mitzvah of Meiser Behema. So there's a lot there in Halach and Ashkafa. One other big discussion in Bar Metzia, one of the major sugyas in all of Shas is called Takfa Kohen. Takfa Kohen. So that's the sugya of Meiser Behema. The Gemara talks about there, if you have a Suffolk Meiser Behema, and then the Kohen tries to take it, do you say that the Kohen can take it, not take it? But the Gemara there talks about the case of Kafatz. That's the case that a lot of Lumdis is written. I think we mentioned in the past that the topic of Chazaka and Safek and Rove, all of these sugyas have more svarim, separate svarim written by the Achronim about it, more than any other topic. Right, there's Takfa Kohen by the Shach, and there's Shari Yoshar and Shev Shmaitza. Many svarim written about this topic specifically. It gained the popularity of the Achronim, and it starts with the Rishonim already. Right, so the Gemara there talks about what happens if, quotes from the Mishnah, Kafetz Echem and Emanuyim. This is Bavitziyat Avav. If one of the counted ones from Meiser Behema, right? How do you do it again? If you remember, you make a little hole in the fence and you count out 1, 2, 3, 4. What if number five was already putter? It already had a minyan hapoter on it. It somehow jumps back over the fence into the animals that were not counted yet. Says the Mishnah, kulan peturin. They are all putter now. All the 4,000 sheep that are on the other side. Now one of these sheep is putter. It already had a minyan hapoter. So the Gemara says, the Mishnah says, that the Gemara quotes, they're all putter. So ask all the Rishonim. Tosafot there asks, why? Why the opater? What about Rov? Or what about Rov? Just right, Kavas Tema. Libata Baruba as Tosus. Vilchaivu Kulam Bamiser. Let it be Bata Barov. Tahad the Davarship Minion Lobatel. Aye, what do you mean? An animal is a Davarship Minion. It's something that's significant, so it's not Batel. That's a Dinter Rabbanan. All the items that are not Batel, Davashesh Lamatirin and Chaticha Rulis Kabed and Birya, all of those are Drabanan. The Kavua Nami ain't Shayach El Badavasho Iserva Heter Nikaran via Duin. The kavua doesn't apply here either. And it's not a birya, as I explained to the chulin. And it's hard to say that the Gemara is talking about a case where there's only one left on the other side, so it's only two animals. The leka ruba, the lashon litochan lo mashmahachi. It's not mashma that it is only one other animal. So this is a question that bothered one of the questions that have bothered the mafarshim there. Mamazia davav filkin the shidu gubetzes. Shidu gubetzes there quotes the name of the rush. Got a much quoted Rush. And that is, even if you say Bittel Barov, the Rush holds, that will not be Vadai Mechuyev and Maestros. Because even if it's rove, there's still a suffix every time you pick an animal up. This is the Shitas HaRash, that rove is not a birur. Rove doesn't clarify and change everything. Isser nefach laheter. Rove is, even rove, is a hachra'ah. Which is a huge chiddush, because many say that there are different types of psukim, but rove is called a birur. Rove is, right, there's rove, chazaka, karov, but rove is a very strong one. So says the Rosh, no. Oh, yeah, Shlomar. Tekiva da chazino da filu hechad yachol asur mi manavshach, even where you can't be maaser, pater mishum da siri vaday am rachman of the wasiri min asafeg, via filu ki am ridon called the parish by ruba parish. Even if I would say called the parish by ruba parish, asiri safek mikri. Wow, that's an important line of the Rosh. It's still called Asiri Safek. El Asha Torah, Hitira Safek Zebi Surin, Kidafsib Akbar Rabbi Mahatos, Venefacho Isilahetra de Bitabarov. Avalo Olam Monafek Milal Safek Asiri, Harosh. Wow, that's the Rosh in the Shid Mukabetzes, in Bamatsiyat Avav, but it starts with the Sugya Maisa Behema. That's where it comes from. And that is what is brought up in our Gemara, the comparison between Meiser Behema and Meiser Sheni. We wanted to say maybe it's parallel, but we ended up saying no, it's not parallel. Meiser Sheni might be more kal because only Mechiraso Miuchedes, not Pidyon and Chilol, while Meiser Behema has everything that is not allowed. Okay, says the Mishnah. Next Mishnah here, Daf Chav Gimel Amud Aleph. Ein Lokin Truma. The kes of Meiser, I get to Yerushalayim with my Meiser Sheni money. I'm going to buy, can I buy? No, Truma. Can I buy Truma with my Meiser Sheni money? So now the Truma would have a double Kedusha. It'll have Truma Kedusha and Meiser Sheni Kedusha. So what would there be a problem? So now it's super Kedusha. No, because you're Mima'it in the Achila. Why? Because Meiser Sheni, I could eat. I'm not a Kohen. I could eat Meiser Sheni, whatever I buy in Yerushalayim. All of a sudden, I buy Truma, I can no longer eat it. I have been minimized the amount of eaters in of this Meiser Sheni, and therefore it could go to waste if it's not finished yet. So that's not covered for the Meiser Sheni. Also, if I make it Truma, so then if a Tevul Yom touches this, that's a problem. Right? A Tevul Yom is Mutar Meiser Sheni, but a Tevul Yom is Posel Truma. So that night, right, remember the first Mishnah in Shas? Even after somebody went to the mikvah and they're a Tful Yom, they're not allowed to eat Truma. They have to wait until the nighttime. So if a Tful Yom touches Truma, it's posel to the Truma. So if it becomes Tameh, and if it was only Meiser Sheni, it wouldn't be a problem, right? So that's also a minimizing, not just the eaters, but minimizing the situations that could be if it becomes Tameh with a Tful Yom, that's a problem. For Rabbi Shimon Matir, Rabbi Shimon is Matir, he's not worried about these limitations, right? The Marafolda says, Reb Shimon holds, mutter la vikachim la beis apsol. It is okay. I'm not worried about bringing the kachim to a beis, to beis apsol, causing it to be ruined, the Meiser Sheni. The Mishnah continues, I'm like Reb Shimon. Really? Really? What's the svar for Reb Shimon? Why does Reb Shimon say mutter? Isn't it true that you're minimizing? Reb Shimon says, look, im hegel bezivche shlamim, shu mevi lidei piko manos vetame. Reb Shimon says, you're allowed, remember, what's the best thing? What's the best thing to buy Meiser Sheni money with? Karbanos. Karbanos have the highest level of Kedusha, even more than Truma. Tell me, oh, you can't buy Truma because it's maybe causing lace up soul. You could buy Karbanos, which you could end up having problems of Pigel Nosef Atameh, which are only Karbanos problems. I don't say nothing to do with Pigel of Meiser Sheni. A Pigel, if I think I'm going to eat or do an Avoda La'achar zmano, that passes the karban, if I eat it, I'm chayiv kares. So Reb Shimon says, you're even allowed to buy karbanos with your Meiser Sheni money, which is much more, the possibilities of being nifsal legamre does not exist by the Meiser and exists by kachim. Lo yekal b'truma. So surely truma you should be able to buy. So the Gemara answers, no, amrulo. The Mishnah answers, the chamsi back, no. Truma is worse than karbanos. Ma'im hekel v'zivchei shlamim shkei mutarim lazarim. At least the shlamim, a Yisrael is not eat shlamim, right? Most of the shlamim. Naka v'truma sheyasur lazarim. Unlike truma is already off limits right away. So machlokas Rabbi Shimon and the Rabbanan. Very interesting. What exactly is the nekudas of machlokas here? Right? Rabbi Shimon says, you can even buy karbanos. The Rabbanan say, yeah, but a Yisrael can eat them. So Rabbi Yosef Engel here in the Asvin Darais and Klal Tezvav says, Machloka seems to be, if you have an immediate vadai partial limit and a future potential possible destruction totally, That's the question. Here, Vadai, Yisraelim are now out. But it's not possible totally, meaning Kohanim are allowed to eat it. But in the Kachim, by Kachim, it's Vadai going into a situation, I'm sorry, it's a possible, if you look at the situation of total destruction, but it might not ever have that. So he says, that's the question. Chachashavim, he says, Shimon says, even though it's possible that it will become totally destroyed in the future, I don't care about that because right now nothing's happening to it when you buy kachim. There's no limit. And the Chachamim say back, Chachamim Shivu, the pickle of Vatame, who rock Efsharis, Avo Kishakona Batruma, Hare Hu Miut Vadai Lagabe Meiser. That's a mivade right now. Kivach atrumasir lazarim, but shekid meiser. For Reb Shimon, svirale de ibud gamur garatve. Total ibud is worse. The alkein shlamim, which has a possibility, right, of being destroyed, ibud gamur, and it's still allowed. Still, that is should teach us about truma. And the rabbanan say lahefach devade miud gara me efsharios dafilu ibud gamur. This, I think, is the machlokas between Reb Shimon and the Rabbanah. So again, this is the svara for the Mishnah. Okay, we continue. Okay, says the Gemara, Tani Shelo Yavo Lidei Psul. So the Gemara quotes that there is really two different Lashonos. The Brisa says, why did the Rabbanan say that you're not allowed to buy Truma? Shelo Yavo Lidei Psul. Our language in the Mishnah is Shumamayit Ba'achilasa. That's what the language of our Mishnah is. So the Gemara is Mendayik, that we have a Brisa that says, Shelo Yavo Lidei Psul. Mai Lidei Psul. What is that? Mai Lidei Psul. Again, we already explained this. But Lidei Psul, what's the potential Psul? That's a different focus. I mentioned before, less people eating it. Right, the Yisraelim are out, and also possible Tful Yom problem. So here, that's what the focus of the Brice is. Tani Shelo Yevel De Psul, Mal De Psul, Amar Reb Yona, She Nifsal B'Tful Yom. It would become Nifsal if a Tful Yom touched it. Right, if a Tful Yom touches the Meiser Sheni, which is Truma, it's only a problem now because it is Truma, but again, you're kind of stuck. Says the Gemara, Lo Ochlo Ein At Yachol. So could you eat this? You can't eat it. You can't eat it because it was Tamei Da'oraisa, Tamei Devar Torah. Mi Da'oraisa, this is Truma Temeya. It was touched by a Tful Yom, and a Truma could be a Shlishi. A Tful Yom has the status of a Sheni. A Sheni touches a Truma and makes it into a Shlishi. Right? So therefore, a Tful Yom causes problems. So if a Tful Yom touched this item, so then you can't eat it because it's Tamei Da'oraisa. Lif Doso. Oh, so now if it's Tamei, you should be able to be poda it. And then it won't be a cause of loss to Meiser Sheni. Why? Because you could just switch the Kedusha. You're poded, and the other thing is not going to be Tameh. No, you can't do that either. You can't be poded this. Liftoso Einata Yacho, why? Shehutar Dvar Torah. What does that mean? On a Torah level, mitzad the Meiser Sheni status in this item, nothing happened. Right? Because Meiser Sheni is not affected by a Tful Yom. Only because it's also Truma. So from a Meiser Sheni perspective, this item is not Tameh. And therefore, you can't be po to it. And that's why you're stuck. You can't be po to it. You can't eat it. So, havi shalo yavu l'dei psul. Right, so the lashon of the brisa of shalo yavu l'dei psul is referring to the tful yom problem, which will cause you now to be stuck and you won't be able to do anything. That's the number one. That's the tful yom about shalo yavu l'dei psul. Again, something I forgot to mention before, but let's just finish. Ma'u mima'id ba'achila. So what about our lashon of our Mishnah has a different lashon. Mima'id ba'achila. So, right, you're limiting and minimizing those who can eat from it. So truma, asura lazarim. Truma is asura for zarim, for non-kohanim. Ma'isur sheni mutter lazarim. Ma'isur sheni is mutter. Right, so that's the mima'id ba'achila. So, it used to be that I could eat and now I can't. Truma asura b'tful yom. Ma'isur sheni mutter b'tful yom. So mima'id ba'achila could include both people and potential situations that one has. Says the Gemara, let's just continue. Ukeshem, 1 second. Ask the Gemara, why is it that the language in the Mishnah is Mima'id ba'achilaso? Achilaso is Lashon Zachar. So it sounds like we're worried about the Meiser Sheni. You're causing a loss to the Meiser Sheni, which is Lashon Zachar. Truma is Lashon Akeva. Why aren't you worried about the Truma? You're limiting the Truma by making it Meiser Sheni also. Says the Gemara, Ukeshem shu Mima'id ba'achilaso, kachu Mima'id ba'achilaso. Aren't you being Mima'id in the eating of the Truma also? After all, Truma muteris la'onein. Maiser sheni also la'onein. Truma mida araisa. An onein is allowed to eat truma. If you have a kohen that's an onein, he can eat truma. Maiser sheni, he cannot. Maiser sheni is aser. Right? Lo chalti va'oni mimenu. Truma in a tuna mechitza. Truma can be eaten anywhere in the world. Maiser sheni, ton mechitza. Maiser sheni can only be eaten in Yerushalayim. So why are you worried only about the status of the maiser sheni? And that's why he says, ba'achila so, referring to the maiser sheni. Why aren't you also worried about the truma? The truma also, you're limiting it. It can't be eaten by ninus if that happens. And it can't be eaten outside of Yerushalayim. So my answer is, okay, you're right. I found the brisa that's worried about both. Ashkach tani, b'bnei shu memayit ba'achila so, u ba'achila sa. So the brisa says, maybe it's limited, and we're worried both about the truma and about the meiser, and about the maaser sheni. So aninus, we know, is a din da araisa. It's the same, but it's not exactly the same, but the way that the mishnayos and brachas call mesa muta lefanav. Right? So mesa muta lefanav and aninus is not the exact same idea, but that's the same, similar idea when you have dealing with a mace, so then, one is not allowed to eat maaser sheni. The most lemaisa element of aninus, as we know, is that one doesn't do mitzvahs. Machlokas Rashi Tosfos there in Maseches Brachos, is one pater from mitzvahs or is one usser from mitzvahs? Rashi seems to say pater. First Rashi in the third parak of Brachos, lefishu tarud b'machsheves kfuraso v'avidumia dechasan de pater mishum terda de mitzvah. Right, you tarud and therefore pater from mitzvahs. That's Rashi in Brachos Daf Yutes. But Tosfos says einu mavarech, and Rashi says later on einu mavarech means einu tzarech levarech. And Tosfos says, no, it doesn't mean in Tzorach Levarech, it means Eino Rashoi Levarech. Eino Rashoi. Umafarish B'Yerushalmi Lama, V'karab B'Nikfodo Shal Meis, Kavad HaMeis, right? Yamim Sha'ata Osek B'Chayim, V'lo Yamim Sha'ata Osek B'Meisim, in terms of the status. We know only a Kohen Gadol. Only a Kohen Gadol is Osek B'Mitzvahs when he is in Onein, right? He continues going, right? B'Kedushaso Lo Yetzei. There is an amazing comment, the Bali HaTosfos. Bali HaTosfos on Chumash and Parsha Shmini, have a diak in the pasuk. Rabbi Yosef Engel quotes this in Shabbos and Daf Chaf Aleph. He quotes these Bali HaTosfos and Parsha Shmini, who suggest on the pasuk Bikrovaya Kadesh, and he and the cousins, right, had to take out the bodies of Nadav and Avihu. He quotes there, why didn't the brothers do it? To Kohen Hedyot biyom shenibshach laAvoda aser b'tubas krovim kikohen gadol. It could be, he says, on the Kohen Hedyot, on the first day the Kohen Hedyot does the Avoda, is Nimshach LaAvoda, he has the status of a Kohen Gadol, and he's not allowed to be B'tamei L'Krovim. Not allowed to be B'tamei L'Krovim. Why is that? Because, and the context there is, Rabbi Yosef Engel is like, beginnings have to be perfect. Of course, this is a beginning, is on an even higher level. So, he doesn't mention it to Bali HaTosfos, but maybe even Ba'aninus. Maybe there will be a heter, a Kohen Hedyot would be able, and maybe if able, mechuyav, to be makriv ba'aninus, in that situation, if they have the real status of the Kohen Gadol in that case. Interesting, but aninus, that's again, Bali Tosfos and Parsha Shmini, quoted in the Gilyone Ashas in Shabbos Daf Chafalov in the Chanukah Sugya. In the Chanukah Sugya, when the Rebbe Yosef Engel asks, you know, why do we answer the Pnei Yeshua's Kasha of why we needed the Nes to Mehutra Betzibur, where the Pnei Yeshua gives one answer, Hashem loves us, but the Rebbe Yosef Engel says, it's because, no. Begin Tumah Hutra B'Tzibur or Dechuyah B'Tzibur only in the daily functioning of the Mikdash. But to restart and reconsecrate a beginning has to be pure. And therefore, you needed Tahar oil. You needed Tahar oil to consecrate the week of the menorah. So in that context, he says beginnings have to be pure, and that's what he quotes this Bali HaTosfos, that it could be a Kohen Hedyot on the day that he starts doing the Avodah, he has the status of a Kohen Gadol. Okay. We continue. Says the Gemara Tani, there's a lot about Pigol that I'm not going to get back to, but hopefully we'll get back to it at another point. Amar Tani, Mipnei, where are we? Ein lochin shvias b'kesav meiser. So the Mishnah said you can't buy truma with kesav meiser. Now the Brisa says you can't buy shvias with kesav meiser. Similar idea. Why? Because you're limiting the meiser sheni. Meiser sheni, you could eat and eat and eat and eat. Shmita has a zman biur. and you have to finish it by the time Biur comes. Again, machlokas bishurim, what exactly is Biur? We pass in like the Ramban in Parshas in Sefer Vayikra at the end of Vayikra, which discusses who says that the Biur means to be mafkirit, but you know you have to get rid of it. The Rambam said you have to destroy it, but either way you have to do something by Biur. So Meiser Sheni, if you buy Shemitah fruit with Meiser Sheni money, so you're limiting the Meiser Sheni. Amar Rabbi Yossi b'machlokas. Rabbi Yossi says, so this brisa lechora would be the same machlokas as our Mishnah. Our Mishnah is a machlokas, the Tanakam and Rabbi Shimon, about buying truma, whether you're choshesh for the mi'ut of what you're doing. So Rabbi Yossi says, lechora, the same thing would apply here in the brisa about buying Shemitah. And the Gemara says, no, Amar Rabbi Yonah divrei hakoli, it could be not. It could be Rabbi Shimon here would agree it's aser. Right? Because does he don't have Rabbi Shimon in this brisa. Right? It could be that Rabbi Shimon only matired buying truma, but not buying Shemitah. Why? Ochle truma's reason hain. Buying truma, you know why we're not worried about kachum based up soul? Because Kohanim is reason, they're going to be careful that it's not going to, Tul Yom is not going to touch it. He has less concerns when it comes to truma, and that's where Rabbi Shimon matters using Master Sheni money to buy truma. But here, using Master Sheni money to buy Shemitah, buy Shvius, so maybe Rabbi Shimon wouldn't be comfortable with that, and therefore, he would agree, as Rabbi Yonah says, this is Divrei HaKol, and therefore, don't say, like Rabbi Yossi says, don't say that this is an exact parallel machlokas. Okay, we'll have to stop here by Hasiv. We'll continue. A lot more here to discuss in Maseches Meiser Sheni.